Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is May the 10th, and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Chronicles, chapters 25 to 27. God will recompense all our losses on his account. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 25, verses 7 to 9 like this. But a man of God came to him saying, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the children of Ephraim. But if you go, be gone, be strong in battle. Even so, God shall make you fall before the enemy, for God has power to help and to overthrow. Then Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall we do about the 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel? And the man of God answered, The Lord is able to give you much more than this. After establishing his throne and dealing with his father's murderers according to the law, Amaziah, the king of Judah, turned his attention to foreign affairs. The Edomites had rebelled against Judah during the reign of Jehoram, and now Amaziah wanted to bring them back under his rule. So he hired mercenaries from Israel by paying them 100 talents of money. However, after being warned by a man of God, he sent those Israelites home. Although he was concerned about losing the money he had already paid the mercenaries, he accepted the prophet's assurance that the Lord was able to give him much more than his expenses. God has unlimited resources, and he will make them available to us for all the losses that we carry in serving and obeying him. In man's economy, the law of supply and demand regulates the price paid for goods and services. In times of oversupply, the prices go down. In times of shortage, the prices rise. So man's economy fluctuates with the times and the seasons. God's economy, however, has no shortages. God's supply always equals our need. He does not want any of his people to have any lack, but rather to increase more and more. When we give wholeheartedly to God and to his kingdom, we have just put ourselves into the position for increase. We can never outgive God. No matter what we give to him, he will multiply it back to us in an amount greater than what we have given him. By faith, we should expect to receive from God, who is the source of all our blessings. We can be content knowing that our God is a ready resource for us when we put our trust in him. We should never allow our money to decide whether we should obey God or not. We should be rest assured that God will supply all that we need to accomplish his will in our lives. Today, let us be rest assured that God will recompense all the losses that we make on his account as a result of obeying his word and following him wholeheartedly. Even if we have to suffer on his account, we should rejoice, for our reward is great in heaven. As we read in Romans chapter 8, verse 18 like this, the words of Apostle Paul, For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. Finally, we read in the Gospel of Luke chapter 6, verses 22 and 23, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy. For indeed, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner, their fathers did to the prophets.